Good morning. You are listening to The Morning Interview. It's Wednesday, September 6, 2017. I'm Catherine Rose, and joining me in the studio this morning is Martina Kurzer. She's here to talk about SAFE's community training on intimate partner violence that's going on this month and some of the presentations and events that are happening along with that. Good morning.
Good morning.
And you told me just a bit ago, an interesting and unfortunate statistic about Sitkin's numbers that were gathered in the 2012 Department of Justice survey that make this training particularly relevant for Sitkin's. Can you tell me a little bit more about that?
Yes, it was a training conducted with over, I think, over 250 women here in Sitka, women over 18 who had a phone and were not living in any residential facility like SAFE, for example. And it turned out that 47% or 47 out of 100 of these women, basically every other woman in town, has experienced interpersonal violence in her life or sexual violence. And that's quite a shock, because in the past it was always, ugh, this is a private issue, ugh, this is a women's issue. It isn't. It is an issue for all of us, and it affects all of us who have children, who work at the workplace, it's a big thing, who have businesses or who interact with children as teachers or who are in the medical field, are providers in the court system, big style, because there is a residue on the behavior, on the soul of people who suffered. And I actually need to say right now that men are also survivors of violence, mostly because they were witnesses as children. So we know that in 90% of cases of interpersonal violence, the perpetrators are male. But we also know that one in five or one in six boys have witnessed interpersonal violence in the home or were actually also or are survivors of that. So and this has some consequences on the soul, and as adults these men are also affected. Sometimes they are perpetrators because they witness that behavior in their own family and said, oh, that's normal. That's normal. I can do that, no problem. They don't see anything wrong with that. And often they are also suffering from what they saw, the violence against their mothers or their sisters.
And this community training on intimate partner violence, this is, you're encouraging women and men to attend. It is free. It's at the Unitarian Fellowship Hall. Can you tell me a little bit more about what is going to be on the table during those trainings?
Yes, we start with a day that's a little bit of an introduction into the history of violence against women. And then the second session, the Saturday, is already the basically the bread and butter of my work, of our work at SAFE. It's called Dynamics of Interpersonal Violence. We call it DV 101. And it tells us what is interpersonal violence, because there is also a myth out there, because many people, many women think, oh, he didn't beat me. It cannot be that bad. But there are so many other formats of violence, verbal and intimidation, preventing you from seeing your friends or your family members, you know, telling you what to wear and what to say and not to say. And this is, we say this is also violent behavior. Economic violence, you cannot work or you have to work to, you know, pay my, you know, anyway. There are so many forms and shapes that often are not recognized as family violence, and yes, it is. So we also want to train on that. So it's not only beating actually is often it is declining or is done smarter, not more than what in the face, but in other on other parts of the body. But the whole shift of violence has or has changed towards, you know, hurting the soul of a person.
Mm-hmm.
Ooh, and that's tough. And though, and we know from survivors that the emotional violence is a form that hardly ever heals. While they say, oh, the broken jaw and the broken arm, that no problem, that heals. But the words that came with it, they don't go away. That memory stays.
And that's the history of violence against women, the dynamics of interpersonal violence. That's the first day. That's this Saturday, September 9th. And these sessions will be on Saturdays, with the exception of the 16th. There's no session then. Saturdays and Mondays?
Yes, Saturday all day from 9 and Monday evenings from 6 to 9. Not on the 16th, that's a Saturday. We have another training and our staff has to go there. So we skip that. And that might be also nice to have a free Saturday in the middle of the month. Yeah.
And another day you wanted to highlight, Saturday, September 30th, the final day.
Yes, that is a very important day. We will hear Dione Brady Howard from Mount Edgecombe High School. She is a government teacher there, and she will talk about how the Tlingit society works. So for that's really important for everyone who moves to Sitka or to Southeast Alaska from other areas in the country, or from, like me, from out of country. So an understanding what's going on when they talk about Tlingit and Haida, when they talk about Sea Alaska, when they talk about Shiarika and the STA, what are these? And the Alaska Native Claims Settlement Act. And so there is a lot of context that has a daily effect on our tribal fellow citizens that we need to know. Otherwise, we don't understand what they have to deal with, and we don't understand a lot of part of our community.
And this training is 27 hours for the Saturdays and Mondays, but there's an additional 13 hours you can complete if you're interested. Can you tell people a little bit more about that?
Yes. So we know that there are people in the community who would like to get involved more, who are thinking of becoming a volunteer with SAFE, a volunteer advocate. And there is a state mandate that those people have to take a 40-hour training. And this community training that we offer this month covers 27. And we invite people who are more interested to come in at their convenience to see what's going on, to get a training with our advocates. And after that, after they complete the 40 hours, they are eligible to be advocates at SAFE, volunteer advocates. And we have hired quite a few of those later.
And is there anything else you'd like to add before we sign off?
It's free. It's very important. It could be a step into your next employment. It is not always easy, and there's always SAFE staff on the spot. We always make sure that people, if they had experiences with interpersonal violence, that they wait a little. Not that it's too fresh and they are too vulnerable to be talking about these issues all day long. That can be a little tough. If it is too tough, they can come to me, they can walk out. So it's a very, very loose commitment that they have to, undergo. And that's it. That's important.
Well, thank you so much for coming in and speaking with me this morning. I've been speaking with Martina Kurzer. She's here to talk about SAFE's community training on intimate partner violence that's happening all this month, beginning this Saturday, September 9th at the Unitarian Fellowship Hall. And you can find out more information about that on SAFE's website or on our website at kcaw.org. Thanks.
Thank you.